98.1 KZE. We're live in the studio with Sal Cataldi from Spaghetti Eastern Music. Welcome, Sal.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while since you and I don't even know if we've ever seen each other, but it's been a while since we've spoken. Nice to see you.
Yes. You were the first. I moved here 7 years ago, and you were the first person to actually spin a Spaghetti Eastern Music track. When you were at other call letters,
yeah.
But I did appreciate it, and that's probably the tune I'm going to play today. So
yeah. Nice. Well, it is. It's an honor to have that distinction.
Yes, it is.
Tell me a little bit about Spaghetti Eastern Music.
Long story short, it's a sort of a bifurcated project, mostly solo, where I do kind of a combination of sort of Jeff Becky fusion electric instrumentals, acoustic stuff with kind of a folktronic loopy element, and then I do sort of electronic music too. I've done scores recently for short films and for dance companies and things like that.
Nice.
And I have also like mainly solo, which I will be doing at Keegan's.
This nice to be able to be solo.
It is. It's very handy.
Yeah.
No problems with personnel. And then I have a trio that did this film score, and we played at Opus 40 this summer. And I have a new thing that just I started called Spaghetti Eastern Electro Dub, which is a quartet where it's a fusion of dub music, Indian raga. We have a guy who plays an instrument that's kind of a mix of a sitar and a cello, and myself doing sort of psychedelic,
yeah,
groovy stuff.
Awesome.
So I try to stay busy.
I was about to say, you are always busy. In fact, yeah. Like even though we haven't spoken in a while, your name is always coming into my inbox.
Uh-oh. Yes, I was a publicist for, as I think we know, for like 35 years, so... You know, promotion, shameless promotion is my specialty. So
yeah,
I hope we're not overwhelming you too
much. No, yeah. You're good at what you do. And you have a podcast now, too.
Yeah, I'm also a writer. I've kind of retired from my day job, which was publicity, doing that entertainment publicity, music publicity. And I've shifted into freelance writing. So I've written pieces about this area and the music scene for the New York Times. And I work for Rolling Stone, Pop Matters. And what happened is I started doing a lot of book reviews. Mm-hmm. And I have been doing 4 years of reviews of books about music. So I said, well, why don't I just start a podcast? So I started the podcast in March. And it's generally like once a month, so not too overwhelming. But it's really all about... books about music, speaking to musicians about their memoirs. I spoke to Phil Manzanera from Roxy Music, wrote a great memoir, Dave Mason, Robin Hitchcock, and then authors, great authors who've written about Sly Stone, Sonny Rollins. So I enjoy reading the books.
I was going to say, does it ever get to a point where you're like, oh my God, I have to read another music biography?
Well, you know what happened? The Sonny Rollins one was fantastic, but it was 900 pages. And I just got the famous producer, Joe Boyd, who did Nick Drake. And he wrote he worked on the book 20 years. It is sort of a history of world music. And it's 900 pages. So that, I've been avoiding that one. That
just, you're like, I'm sure it's going to be good. But
and I do read. People ask me all the time, they go, do you read every page? And I said, yeah, I actually have to read the whole book, you know, to do this. I feel otherwise, you know. And then I've written about, I wrote a funny story about rock stars who work as real estate agents.
Mm.
So a lot of rock musicians actually supplement, especially during COVID, they supplement their earnings by working as real estate agents.
Now, I know Lara Hope did that.
Lara does it. I think she still does it.
Yeah.
The woman from the Dandy Warhols does it.
No kidding.
Carmen Appice from Vanilla Fudge. I talked to the drummer from Alice, the original drummer from Alice Cooper, Neil Smith. Was a hugely successful real estate agent in the 80s and 90s in Connecticut.
Wow.
So he kind of cleaned up his act, and he became like this huge real estate agent. He owns a house. He called me from his house in Finland. He has a house in Finland. He has a house in Arizona, and he has a place in Connecticut. And now he's going back to music. He retired from real estate. But it's actually a very good job because you can fit it around. You could do a lot of it remotely.
Yeah.
People say you can even do closings remotely now with Zoom and everything. So,
sure.
So that's and then I did write a story for the New York Times a few years ago about all the musicians who moved up here to create sort of second lives. So I talked about Melissa Auf der Maur with the Basilica Hudson. Mm. Oh, I can't think of it. But it was all these musicians who moved up. There's a guy, the dentist in Woodstock.
Sure, Bruce. We love Bruce.
Bruce was a one-hit wonder in the 60s, so he was a good one. So it was actually, that was a really fun story to write. So I'm always looking, I'm kind of looking for another story about the experimental music scene up here for the Times, but I'm a freelancer, and I know you know this score with being a freelancer. You pitch and you hope they take that. You pitch and you hope they catch.
So yeah, yeah. Well, you've built enough of a reputation that I imagine it's easier than it once was.
Except when the editors change. You know, it's like any business where the personnel changes. So yeah, so I do that. I'm doing a lot with Pop Matters, even reviews of sort of reissues. I just did the John Cale Paris 1919 reissue. So. I'm kind of a workaholic, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, clearly.
That's clearly. And then I have other bands. I have a band called Space Heater, which plays psychedelic music. We actually played Keegan's last weekend. Another band called Guitars of Go-Go, which is kind of two experimental cats. And then a thing with a poet from Alaska called Vapor Vesper. So it's like kind of avant-garde music and poetry. And then we just released something from another band. I had Harry Karaoke, which was recorded in the 90s in Brooklyn when myself and the drummer who lives in Kansas City was there. But we had Percy Jones from Brian Eno's From Another Green World and Brand X playing on it, the fantastic bass player. So that just came out. So, you know, it's kind of...
Yeah, you have a lot of ideas and you put them all into action.
I do.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, you know, so that's kind of what you do. And this, again, you know, yourself being so nice to have me on. It's such a great scene up here. The clubs are great. You know, the Colony is a fantastic place. Treat musicians fairly.
Oh, yeah.
Feed them. Pay them.
A couple free drinks.
And when you come from New York City, that is like, I had the guys in this, I have an offshoot, this offshoot project, the Electro Dub, the four guys came up and we played in Kingston. And they were just astounded that they actually, you know, made
felt
money
appreciated
and got a meal and got a drink.
Yeah. It's not that culture of like, you're lucky to be playing here. It's like, no, we're lucky to have you.
Or how big is your family?
Right.
You have a lot of cousins.
Sal Cataldi is my guest in the studio, Spaghetti Eastern Music, playing Thursday night at Keegan's. And you said this is a solo one.
Yeah, this is a solo. But with the solo thing I do, I work with the backing tracks that I also play keyboards and bass and all these other things. So part of it is that stuff, which is electric guitar stuff. And then the acoustic music, I do a lot of looping and texture so I can kind of accompany myself. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not just strumming and crooning.
Yeah. So today we have kind of the stripped down setup. We have the little Fishman amp and we have one pedal. What pedal did you bring today?
Oh, I just brought the fantastic... Although they do break. This is my fourth version. I should say that.
Don't jinx it.
This is a Line 6 DL4, so it's a delay and a looper.
Nice.
And it has a really nice tech. I mean, everybody, like Bill Frisell uses like three of these.
Love
and,
Bill
you
Frisell.
Know, whenever you look at any of these guys, or Nels Klein, I think Nels Klein was here. I saw him. He had two. One is not, but this is my fourth one. I always get the insurance, so they do repair them, or replace them, rather.
That's good.
But, yeah, so this is... This gives a nice, it gives a nice, you know, yeah.
Mm. And also, beautiful Ovation guitar, by the way.
Which is broken, as you
can
see.
Oh, no, I wondered about the strap.
Yeah, there's a strap. this isn't television, but there's a gigantic strap holding this thing together. And I love this guitar. It's so cheap. It's like a $200 Ovation guitar, and they sound great.
Yeah.
The only problem with them is, as many people know, the back. It's kind of a concave back, so it kind of slides off your lap if you're not careful.
Right.
And I'm sitting, you know, so it's kind of a precarious, but, you know.
Well, shall we hear a song?
Yeah, I'm going to do, this is from an album, my first album in Spaghetti Eastern Music called Sketches of Spam, and it's a version of Ticket to Ride in a Dadgad tuning, so
nice.
Let's give it a shot. Sad,
I think it's a day. Girl that's driving me mad, she's going away. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride in. She don't care. Well, she said that living with me was bringing her down. She would never be free while I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride in. She don't care. But I don't know why she's riding so high. Better thing right, do right by me. For she gets to sing goodbye. She better thing right, do right by me. Think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's a day. Girl that's driving me mad, she's going away. She's got a ticket to ride. Got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride in. She don't care. My baby don't.
KZE, that's Sal Cataldi, Spaghetti Eastern Music. You can catch him on Thursday this week at Keegan's. That's the 16th. And that was just beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, that was like, it reminded me of like a Martin Sexton or like a Colin Hay
version
of that song.
Oh, Colin Hay. Yeah. He changed my life, that
really?
Album. Oh, yeah. It was kind of interesting because that tuning is like, that's his tuning. That's one of his.
It was, dinging me like that.
Somebody turned me on to that album, the album with all the tunes from Garden State.
Yeah, yeah.
I cover actually those when I have enough to drink. So, you know, I mean, that's that voice. That's like the best voice and Martin's pretty good too.
Yeah, also another pretty good voice.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure.
See everybody on Thursday.
And do you know what time it starts?
It's an early bird. It's 6:30. I think it's 6:30 to 8:30.
Nice. It's good for a weeknight.
Yeah, you know, I can only stay up late one night a week now.
Yeah, same. And social media, I believe you're at Spaghetti Eastern Music.
I was in the business, but I'm the worst at that. I generally people find me at you can find Spaghetti Eastern Music on Spotify, and then my name is Sal Cataldi. Probably most of the stuff is just on social.
Right on.
I don't think I have a band page for that band.
Yeah, I don't think you need it anymore.
Yeah, no.
Thank you so much for coming in. This has been great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Thank
you. Got your community bulletin board now and more local music up next. Miles Taylor and the Upstate coming up.